Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ten on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 42 degrees on this October the 18th. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
And you're listening to Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. You might be listening to us on AM 1340, maybe on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. A skirmish at Cane Creek. You don't say skirmish a lot, but you when you get to say it, it's like a kid with a new toy. Skirmish at Cane Creek. It is happening October the 29th through the 30th in Lancaster County, and we're so excited to have Vernon Terry here. He's president of the 6 South Carolina Volunteers. Good morning to you, Vernon.
Good morning.
So there's a lot to unpack here, Vernon, so we want to bring people to this event. Let's first start with what is the 6 South Carolina Volunteers?
We're a reenacting group. In York County, and it was actually the actual group that was here during the war, Civil War.
Wow.
So there are other groups throughout the state of South Carolina?
Yes, stayed all over the United States, yes.
And how did we get 6? Is that just where our placement was?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that question.
It's the little details. I know.
Now, is this group always growing? Are you finding more folks to join?
We're trying.
Okay.
But most of us are old.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You might find someone listening today that says, hey, I want to join.
My average artillery group is probably, we average about 70.
So age is 70. So when we talk about a skirmish, I think we know what we're talking about, but why don't you kind of explain so we don't get it wrong?
We're going to have a battle Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll have artillery and infantry there shooting at each other. Our gates are going to open at 10 o'clock. Until 4 o'clock, and we will do a living history. That way we'll be living just like they did back in 1860, except we're in 1850 now?
Mm-hmm.
We're going backwards, right?
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
We'll be living just like they are, living history.
That's amazing. I think for folks to walk in and see that reenactment, what would you hope when they leave there that, you know, they experience and feel?
They learn the actual facts of the war. Mm-hmm. Is what we try to do. We do factual. We're all historians, so we do factual about what happened in the war. And we'll show them the uniforms the guys wear and the women wear. They'll be cooking. We'll have cooking demonstrations. We'll have all kind of stuff going on.
Well, I will tell you, as a kid who learned by seeing and doing, I wish this was around because it would have made history more interesting for me as a kid, and I think I would have grasped onto it more earlier on in life. But we also know, we learn about a history so we don't repeat ourselves and
repeat
the same mistakes. And today's very delicate culture we live in with cancel culture and everyone's walking on eggshells. Do you have to deal with any of that in this kind of event, or people know what to expect when they come?
They know what to expect because I'm not going to walk on eggshells. I'm over 72, so I'm not going to walk with eggshells.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry.
No, this time was not a pretty time.
And that's what people need to understand, but they've washed it out of schools now. If you go back and look at history, over a million people died during the Civil War. Mm. That's on the Yankee side and the Confederate side. Over a million people.
That is a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about firing, you're firing your muskets, rifles, your
pistols, cannons.
Obviously, you're not hitting people.
No, we're firing blanks.
Blanks, okay.
No, my insurance company go crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They knew I shoot live rounds.
They're not shooting each other.
I knew that. I just wanted to make sure. You have to ask these questions.
We have to shoot at our buddies.
Right.
Because we call it galvanizing. I'll have to wear a blue uniform. And they wear gray, and then the next day I'll wear a gray uniform, they'll wear a blue one. We don't want to shoot our buddies.
Yeah. Do you have a script?
No.
Okay, I didn't know.
We have fun.
All right.
They go with the flow. Well, I know, looking at the event, it's going to be October 29th through the 30th. with admissions, adults are $15 and students 7 years to 16 years of age, $5. And you wanted to make sure it's cash only.
Cash, yeah. Yeah, we're out in the woods, so, you know, it's kind of hard to.
You can't trust reliable technology back there. No. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah, we're out in the woods.
And this is going to take place at Snipes Farm, 1504 Cedar Pines Lake Road in Lancaster.
It's going to be super easy to find. If you go down Highway 21, you get off at Highway 5, going towards Bowwaters, mm-hmm. New Indy now, mm-hmm. but Bowwaters, go across the river, and there'll be signs there, and that'll be River Road. Take a right on River Road and follow the signs. We're right down in River Road, about 4 or 5 miles.
And you'll fire a cannon?
Yes.
As you arrive.
if you show up, I'll fire.
I love that, Vernon.
I have 7 cannons, so I think we could arrange to fire one.
Oh, my goodness.
Lucas has arrived. Well, Vernon, real quick, share with us, too, about the Order of the Confederate Rose Lady social.
They're going to have a social there, which they have tea and all that kind of fancy stuff. It ain't, you know, us guys, we're not invited to stuff like that, you know.
Well, you're missing out because I see a cake auction, and it always touches my heart.
And we have a cake auction. We're also, it's doing a memorial to our fallen reenactors that have failed in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, hadn't been able to do it in the last 3 years, so last 4 or 5 years. And one of them is Rose's brother. He died on us. And in 6 months, I lost 3 21, 22-year-old on my cannon crew in 6 months. Oh, all three of them, 21, 22 years old.
So sorry. Yeah, I wanted to bring Rose Chmielewski in, a good friend of us here at OTS. And your brother was involved in this. Why did he enjoy it? Because as Vernon mentioned, the average age is about 70. He was much younger. What did he get out of this?
I think being able to shoot things.
Well, he liked my cannons.
That's a check in the wind column.
From the time he was this tall, he was hanging around with me.
So he did it about 6 years, and he loved it. He enjoyed it. They would go off and do weekends in different places and do reenactments, and he had the uniform, and he loved it, and he was on the Confederate side, and he was proud of that. It was quite hilarious. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a family. You know, everybody's involved in something, and it's a family, and to them it's a family. They came to his funeral, and it was unreal. Everybody was there. The cannons were there. They did the whole shoot-off, and they made sure that they did that for the other two people who had also passed away within that six-month time period, which is so sad. So on Saturday around 4 p.m., they're going to remember them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Terry, if folks want to get involved, is it too late? I mean, do you need volunteers or reenactors?
We need everything.
Okay.
You know, we're not in the climate now that we used to have lots of people.
Sure.
I'm in the Palmetto Battalion, and years ago we had probably 500 members in there, and now we're probably down to 150 members, you know.
Well, you want to pass it on to the younger generation,
right.
So they'll continue it.
That's right.
So
they,
folks,
they can hit us up on our website, which you got it right there in front of you, or they can call me if they want to. My number is 803-323-7653.
Okay.
They can call me, and we'll set them up. We have spare uniforms, spare guns. We have spare everything.
Perfect.
Right.
Well, learn about it. Again, history is not a pretty thing, but if you can learn from your mistakes, you don't repeat it. And come out, if your kid is a visual learner, boy, this is right up their alley. If you're an adult and you're a visual learner, you want to see what it's all about, this is great. So this is the skirmish at Cane Creek, October the 29th through the 30th. Vernon Terry is the president of the 6SC, South Carolina Volunteers. And then Rose Chmielewski, a good family friend to the Terrys and to the folks within the organization. So thank you both so much for being here and bringing this to our attention. It's October the 29th through the 30th. And we'll, of course, remind you about that next weekend.